From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. A powerful earthquake rocked Mexico Saturday, triggering new alarms in a country struggling to recover from two recent quakes that killed a total of about 400 people. One resident describes her experience today.
Everyone is scared, despite receiving a lot of support from citizens with regards to shelters full of food, support from young people. People were moving rubble. We're scared. And we see that homes and buildings collapsed, that people were hurt and died. We're all scared.
At least two people were killed in today's quake. The U.S. Geological Survey says the new quake had a magnitude of 6.1 and was centered in the southern state of Oaxaca, about 360 kilometers southeast of Mexico City, which is still reeling from Tuesday's 7.1 quake that killed at least 300 people. North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho said Pyongyang's nuclear forces are being built up as a deterrent to the threat of nuclear war with the United States.
The U.S. policy and nuclear threats have continued for over 70 years, and these have led to the situation on the Korean Peninsula to a touch-and-go point. But in the United Nations, unjustifiable resolutions which illegalize justice as injustice are randomly adopted due to the high-handedness of the U.S.
Ho's comments came shortly after the United States on Saturday flew bombers and fighter escorts to the farthest point north of the demilitarized zone by any such American aircraft this century. Be sure to follow The Voice of America on social media platforms for pictures, stories, videos, and more. This is VOA News.